from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Has a producer gotten a pitcher of Elixir yet?
Just make sure to get a bunch of spit on, like, all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
And here we are at the Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers, recording in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Tap Room. Joining us today, we've got Walt Keys.
Hey, it's me.
Dan Schaefer, lead brewer.
I am Dan.
And Julie Amazing.
Hello.
Mark's having some fun with the soundboard today.
Yeah, having a little fun with the soundboard.
Luxury brand.
Getting into today's beer, which is Elixir, Jenny's Ice Cream, the buttermilk strawberry buttermilk. What are we calling it?
Well, the event was the strawberry jam.
Great event.
I still have quite a bit of back pain from that day.
Coincided with the release of Jenny's strawberry buttermilk ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Ohio strawberry harvest for 2018.
Those are some pretty tart and very delicious strawberries that were brought that day.
Yeah, Hirsch Fruit Farms, they're down near Chillicothe. They grow a ton of strawberries specifically for Jenny's, specifically for that ice cream. And they brought a ton of strawberries with them to the party, and they were pretty damn tasty.
This beer is called Elixir, and it is tart, refreshing, red berries, and pie crust are the descriptor words we're giving this week.
Pie crust.
Delish.
That could be paired with a pork belly taco and a cranberry turkey chili, which I've never heard of. I think Dan may have the recipe on that.
Doing a bit of research, I think I know more about what people do with chili than any person reasonably would. But, yeah.
What about an ice cream taco? You know this?
Oh, like a strawberry version of the Choco Taco?
Yeah.
No, I reserve the right to use Choco Taco, and I'm saving that for a very special beer.
Oh,
I haven't Julie decided what I'm going to unleash
Wow.
that yet.
Yeah, and outside of our usual chili and taco recommendation, this obviously pairs really well with the strawberry buttermilk ice cream from Jenny's. And if you can find it or something like it, the strawberry pie that Dough Mama made, as well as the strawberry shortcake from Fox in the Snow. If you can get the beer, one of those, both of those, plus the ice cream, you'll be set.
Yeah, that Fox in the Snow treat was amazing Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Pretty delicious.
Entirely de-diddle. Yeah.
There's a lot going on at the tap room and new beer garden right here across the parking lot. Julia, why don't you tell us about some of the events coming up at Land Grant?
All right, tonight, June 7th, from 4 to 9, we are hosting the second annual Pups and Pints in the beer garden. We're going to have Columbus Humane out with some adoptable dogs on site. Ray Ray's and Sunnyside will be here, and of course your four-legged friends are welcome as well. We're also gearing up for Columbus Arts Fest, which is going to be June 8th through 10th along the river, just on the street from us. So if you haven't checked out our new beer garden, this would be a good time to do that. And then, of course, this Friday, we have Franklinton Friday, and our very own Walt Keys will be speaking.
Want to
tell us a little bit about that, Walt?
I'm speaking on a roundtable discussion about creative currency that's being put on by Fitch Design. It is going to be over at Strongwater, I believe, in the event space at 6 o'clock on Friday. So if you want to hear me talk about designing stuff like can labels and things and how that's important to our business, I'll be talking about that.
That'd be all right. That's right after the Street Side collaboration release here in the tap room that we are extremely excited for. The most expensive beer Land Grant has ever made.
Maybe that anyone's ever made.
I'm surprised there's not Gold Flex in there, but man, it is just packed with flavor. And Dan, you want to tell us a little bit about that beer coming up?
Yeah, base is a hazy style APA, or New England, or whatever you want to call
milkshake.
It. Anyway,
milkshake. The milkshake idea.
So there's oats and wheat and lactose in there to give you that milkshake feel. And almost 3 pounds per gallon of apricot and peach. And then a bunch of hops that have a stone fruit character to them that is meant to boost that type of flavor. But it is insane at the moment.
3 pounds per gallon sounds like a lot. How many total?
Pounds?
Yeah.
Over 1,500 pounds of fruit.
It was
A lot.
A lot. It was 27 boxes of apricot puree at 42 pounds apiece and 9 boxes of peach.
Wow.
So
it sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, it is packed with flavor and amazing. And now that we do have the beer garden out here, all you boys can come down to the yard and have one.
Was that a reference to the song "My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard"?
Oh, you know it was.
I refuse to acknowledge that comment.
Yeah, all right, but what's next?
You were already old when that song came out.
That was.
You're even older now.
I just wanted to mention that the Streetside guys, we've got 3 of their beers as well for that event.
That's right. We'll have 3 of their beers on tap. Brought them back yesterday from the OCBA meeting. Garrett and I made an exchange in the parking lot. So
We've brought up the good.
Yeah.
It's not sketchy.
Yeah, and we're going to do our damnedest to set up and record a little bit with those guys when they're here, if time permitting, of course, and if we don't have too many milkshake IPAs before we get going.
We'll be talking about that more next week on the podcast and hopefully have some sound bites from the guys that helped us brew it, so that'll be awesome. We've got our lead brewer, Dan, here to tell us all about Elixir.
Brewer guy, whose name is Dan. From a BJCP style perspective, this probably would fall under the spice, herb, or vegetable beer category, which doesn't sound great, but actually it's delicious because of the hibiscus in it. But the base beer is an American Pale Ale, 4.5-6.2% ABV and 30-50 IBUs. We did use the Kolsch yeast on it. Some of the more malty characteristics of a Pale Ale. It's got some nutty and biscuity aspects, but not so much on the caramel side. So yeah, from a category perspective, that's where I would stick it. In terms of food pairings, hibiscus is quite tart. I forget where the pH was on this, but it's pretty damn low for a beer that's not sour. So this is a really nice palate cleanser if you want to have something rich, a.k.a. the pork belly tacos that we mentioned before. And the berry element would pair nicely with desserts, like, you know, say Jenny's ice cream. And also I was thinking, yeah, with the cranberry turkey chili. Which, yeah, I dug up somewhere. It's like one of those how to get rid of your leftovers type things, which I might have to give a try this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I won't remember it by then, but I'll give it a try. Commercially, Boulevard does a Hibiscus Goes. Revolution does Rosa Hibiscus Ale. And Vidmer does a Berry and Berry Hibiscus Goes, as you can see with the two goes in those examples. This shows up a lot in sours because it is naturally tart, and also because if the pH of your beer gets too high, it's not red anymore, which is why we made sure that this finished very low on the pH spectrum. Otherwise, it just kind of looks like dirty dishwater, and that is bad. Very, very bad. This came out at 5.3% ABV and 30 IBUs. Because of that acidity, it may seem like it's a little bit more bitter than that, but it is very low on the IBU scale. The Belma hops, which have a really nice candied slash sort of dried strawberry flavor to them, which is why we used them here. Malts, pale ale, honey malt, which has smells like crunch berries, which I think I've mentioned before. When we're mashing it in, and Golden Naked Oats, which tastes like Nature Valley granola bars, which also give a nice little berry thing.
It's awesome. It's got a great kind of really pinkish reddish hue, kind of like a reddish amber almost.
Depending on the light you're looking at, it really kind of changes the spectrum.
Yeah, it does.
At certain lights, it looks, you know, like bright pink. At certain lights, it has a really nice like golden amber color. But it really shifts depending on the light you're in.
I'm going to go with tawny.
Ooh, tawny.
Tawny, like a port.
Yeah.
It was really cool sort of coming up with a design for this because we weren't brewing to a style. Jenny just kind of had an idea of a flavor and a concept, and we worked backwards from that. And that's how I think of my beers when I design them anyway. So that was really cool. She just wanted something that was pink, which I think we did. And something light and refreshing. She wanted it to be bubbly, but unfortunately, we can only handle so much carbonation on our canning line.
You need to be able to pour the beer as well.
Pour the beer and not have the concave portion of the can bottom turn convex.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That's good high
school
math.
Pop them right out, yeah.
Reference there.
One of these days, we will be we'll bust out the champagne corker, but we're not ready for that just yet.
So all the ingredients have berry notes. Do you want to tell a little bit more about how each contribution to the beer had berry notes, hops, the malt, and yeast?
So on the yeast front, Kolsch gives, it's kind of a low apple pear thing, but you also get sort of a mixed berry feel from it. The Belma, as mentioned before, has strawberry notes. Actually, I think before we added the hibiscus, it had more of a strawberry flavor, but there was that pink element that we needed to add in. Those malts give a low berry flavor, but really it's all about the hibiscus, which in addition to being tart, you get sort of this cool, sort of Kool-Aid mixed red berry feel. And I've used it before in sours. It's really fun to use as an ingredient because it tastes like a fruit beer and there's obviously no fruit in it, just flowers.
Yeah, there's something about that tartness in the finish, too, that really reminds you of eating a fresh strawberry that's really pleasant.
That is what we were going for.
So availability of this beer is widespread around the Columbus area, but extremely limited. So this is out in grocery stores now. We're going to replenish a little stock late this week, probably at the time you're hearing this podcast, and then that's it. So you see it, snag it. It's really refreshing.
Oh, boy, you guys out there in the world drank a lot of this on Saturday at the strawberry jam.
It was impressive.
Yeah, if one thing would deplete our stock, we went through 105 cases this weekend of the Jenny's beer, and most of that was drinking per can.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of beer for a day.
I do have some in the bright tank right now, sitting on those delicious hibiscus flowers.
Oh, yeah.
But after that, it's all gone.
So I think we've covered a lot of the tasting on this. It's a nice rose color, mixed fruit jam, tart, granola flavors, freeze-dried strawberry, fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, I get the fruit roll-up a lot. Mm-hmm. Really tasty.
Julie ate a lot of fruit roll-ups growing up.
Not a lot of fruit, a lot of fruit roll-ups. That's how I know about fruit flavors.
Mouthfeel is medium to thin. Kind of that acidity makes it seem more bitter. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried it pre-hibiscus, and it's not a bitter beer at all. It's just that when the acidity gets dropped down, it just boosts that perception of bitterness. But, after a few sips, your palate pretty much acclimatizes to it, in my humble opinion.
Obviously necessary on this podcast as a very responsible crushability scale, which means if this is high on the crushability scale, make sure your transportation is covered by someone other than the person drinking this beer. Dan, what's your crushability rating on this beer?
I originally said 3, but I think I'd go as high as 4, particularly if it's hot outside. This is a really easy beer going down. And very refreshing.
As someone that helped drag cases of beer out to the beer garden at a rate almost as fast as people were drinking, it's a lot.
Yeah, I think strawberry jam proved this is pretty crushable.
Yeah.
It's crushable.
And I think that was important to the Jenny's team, too. I remember when we were talking about what they wanted and something that you could just, gulp on a hot day.
Yeah. I'll go 4, Crusher.
Definitely a summertime. Brewed to be a perfect summertime beer. I'd say 4 is probably spot on.
4 sounds good to me.
So if we were here this weekend, maybe heading down to Arts Festival and said, wow, a lot of people at Arts Festival, why don't we go to Land Grant, grab one of these delicious hibiscus pails.
Yeah.
What would we pair this with out there at the Ray Ray's food truck?
Coleslaw?
Chili because of coleslaw.
Yeah, it's creamy, cold.
They do have good coleslaw.
That's I don't think we've had any love for coleslaw.
I don't think we've referenced that. So.
Wonderful.
I love for this coleslaw.
It is time for this anti-coleslaw bias to end.
It's vegetarian, too.
That's a good point.
It's a good vegetarian option.
Hans, get your coleslaw and a hibiscus pale ale, and you'll be set straight with the elixir.
Yeah, I don't know. Jerk chicken, that's what I always say.
Walt's really partial to the jerk chicken.
I love the jerk chicken sandwich. It goes well over.
Expand your horizons, Walt.
I'm sticking with coleslaw with Julie. I think it deserves a shout out. It's kind of good old-fashioned coleslaw like my grandmother would have made.
Get yourself a beer and a pint of coleslaw.
It's like the ice cream of the savory world.
Cool down.
Anything you get with the sweet or habanero barbecue sauces, both of those having a fruity element if you like the super hot, go with the habanero, but I think that would pair nicely with the fruitiness of the beer.
Okay, good there you
call
go.
Too. Good call too for you meat eaters just, out there.
Yeah, slather and your coleslaw.
Yeah, you could just pour the
habanero barbecue sauce
right on top of the coleslaw.
I'm a coleslaw connoisseur.
It's true.
So upcoming episode of Beer with the Brewers, we've got the big time got fuzz question mark, as in got milk, got your milkshake IPA.
Yeah. Yep, that's the one.
Thanks for the explanation.
Big collaboration with Streetside. Get down to the tap room 5 p.m. Friday. This is extremely limited. We're selling 4 packs. Very limited availability, so you should probably come to the tap room and grab one Friday.
Yes.
Oh, we got Pride coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's Pride Month.
Julie, tell us more.
With Pride on the horizon, we're making an annual tradition to sell Pride t-shirts.
So yeah, we have a 6-color Pride-themed land-grant t-shirt available here in the tap room.
For $25.
$25. All proceeds go to the Kaleidoscope Youth Center. And I should also mention that they have sold extremely fast. We're pretty much almost out. But we ordered a ton of them. We tried to learn from our mistake last year and get more, but you guys just bought them faster and quicker this year. But we do have some left in every size, I believe. But they're going to go quick. I doubt they will last past the weekend. So if you want one, come get one this weekend.
Yeah, we're also going to have a Pride party here in the Beer Garden on Saturday, June 16th. Right after the parade, we're going to keep the party going with all sorts of fun stuff for you guys.
DJ George Brazil.
Yep.
Here
again. I'm pushing for Jello shots.
If you enjoyed him at the Strawberry Jam or the Sustainability Fair, he will be back spinning records out on the Beer Garden. Is that what we're calling it?
We're calling it the old Beer Garden, which it is.
The old Beer Garden.
Well, I think that's it for the week. I hope to see everybody that may be listening down here to have a milkshake IPA en route to Franklinton Friday, en route to the Columbus Arts Festival. A lot of reasons to come down to Franklinton. Yeah. This is Mark signing off. Walt?
See you later, everybody.
And Dan?
I refuse to participate in this nonsense.
Wow, that was so normal.
It's too late. Julie, amazing.
Bye.
That's a wrap. Hey, have a great week, guys, and we'll see you next week on the Streetside Collaborative Talk.
Tip your bartenders.
See you later.
Give me that deep sound.
If you're heading down to 424 West Town Street, be sure to tip your bartenders, man.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.